On to the consent agenda. Any questions on that?
I got a comment.
Sure.
Linda?
Yes, I'm not going to vote.
Okay, you may need to recuse yourself.
Yes, I will.
Interesting enough, I actually had somebody approach me at the band concert about some of the online options. And so they were excited about having that option. Well, that was just a random person, so.
Well, that's good.
Is that in the consent calendar?
No, it's after.
It's after, I believe.
No, that's part of the consent agenda.
No, is it? I think it's down on number like D.
BYU
High School Suite.
Yes, you're right. You're exactly right. Anyway, so we're entertaining a motion from the consent agenda.
And do I need to say, I cannot say that word, abstain?
Recuse.
I'm recusing, abstaining from voting on this.
I got some, could we just get some, I know we got new teacher hires. Can anybody kind of tell us what they're going to teach?
Monica, Savannah, and Mark are all teaching.
They're all elementary.
They're all first grade, yeah.
And then we got a new band teacher, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so do we got two band teachers now?
No, our band teacher's leaving.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Okay, and then we had a math, we got eighth grade math teacher then.
Yes.
Seventh grade.
It is seventh grade. I don't know why it says eighth grade on our agenda thing, but it is replacing Jenna Kies.
Yeah.
She's going to replace Paula, right?
Yes, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Any other questions? All right, we'll entertain a motion.
I move to accept the, I better read what it says. Motion to approve the consent agenda to include the April 13, 2026 board meeting minutes, the April 13, 2026 work session minutes, the April 26 financial and payment reports, the new hires to include the SSAFC new hires and the new teachers, the new substitute teachers, the new ASBs, the new other hires, the volunteers with approved background checks, the travel requests, and the homeschool affidavits.
All right, we have a motion to entertain a second.
I'll second.
We have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? So none opposed and one abstained. All right. Facility rental rates.
You want to take that, Dawn, since you're the one that did it?
Sure. So I just researched the high school rental rates across the state, various different size schools, different size districts, and compared their rates with our rates. I also spoke with Mr. Fierro at the high school, and he said he feels like our rates are fair, and all of our facilities are booked constantly, and he has had no complaints. So when I spoke with Adam, we just proposed that we approve a rental schedule for 26-27 with no changes from the current year.
That's easy.
Any questions on that?
No,
if not, we'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the facility rental rates with no changes for 26-27.
We have a motion. Looking for a second?
Second. Go ahead, Wade.
Second.
We got a motion and they got a second. All in favor?
Today.
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. BYU High School Suite and Independent Study Curriculum.
What about the HMH?
Yeah.
The HMH.
I checked
the wrong one. HMH Reading Curriculum.
That's been the one that's been outside here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Yes. We'll throw Greg under the bus because
what's it replacing and or okay. Is it adding on to or
this is a HMH into reading is a new tier one core curriculum for K-5. They've been using a program called Amplify CKLA. CKLA is incredibly expensive. So when it came time for the contract to come out, we decided to go shopping, see if we could find something we really liked.
CKLA was a little bit onerous, difficult to implement too. So we're trying to pick something that was a little more teacher friendly. And we just found this out. Good Senate Bill 241, which is the early literacy reading intervention bill that has just been passed, also has stipulations on the kind of tier one curriculum that you use in reading, and HMH is the only one that gets green lighted all the way through. So it's a state approved curriculum and they vet it for the science of reading, and so it meets all of those requirements and all of the state requirements. We've had one teacher at each grade level at the elementary school pilot it this year, and then we had Lisa got some feedback. We had a little focus group with parents and people were really liking using it. So that's why we picked it.
So the teachers are happy with it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, not every teacher piloted it, so someone could eventually be unhappy with it. But right now, the people that have tried it really, really like it.
Perfect.
Shelley, can I ask a clarification question?
Yeah.
In the agenda, it was added on that it's instruction for K through 12, but you said K through 5.
So well, yeah, this is not a secondary.
So it's just K through yeah. 5?
Okay. The other
I
nice
say
part.
Kindergarten through 12th here.
Yeah, it shouldn't say that. The nice part, too, is 6 through 12 uses into literature, which is the secondary part of this curriculum. So now we will have K-12 continuity in language arts.
Okay.
We'll thank
just make,
you.
Make that note on yep. that.
Okay. I changed it on
you
my minutes.
You want me to change it on the motion I'm going to give you?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I think so.
Okay, I make a motion to approve the MHA into reading curriculum for K through 5.
All right, we have a motion. Looking for a second.
I'll second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Now I'm on to D. I've been crossing these off, and I don't know why I'm getting ahead of myself. BYU High School Suite and Independent Study Curriculum. Can you speak to that too? Can that's
do you guys have questions?
I think Dan ought to make the motion on this one.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever heard those three letters out of his mouth.
I can change the wording if you'd like. Let's go down south.
Does anybody have any questions about the BYU High School Suite?
Any concerns with the implementation or is everything, how's that going to happen?
Well, we have our first, they're kind of waiting, like we can't do anything until it's approved here,
yeah,
right?
Right.
So, but they've already got some stuff scheduled. BYU was really nice and allowed us to go ahead and schedule things so that we wouldn't have to wait and then schedule. So we have our first training coming up with them where they're going to train. It's a Zoom training, but we'll all be on there learning how the program works and different ins and outs of it. So different, Kenna is using it, so is Jeff, but they're using it in completely different ways.
Okay.
So their shells and their things will be set up based on how they've decided to move forward with that. I don't know.
And they'll launch at the first of the year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll launch in the fall.
And it'll be used for credit recovery as well as
first,
kids that want to go ahead.
First time credit, yeah. They can take a class.
Perfect.
And is this the one where Jeff is trying to get the credentials
SOEP.
To administer it?
Yeah, eventually.
Eventually,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So until that happens, who's administering it?
Well, he is for Silver Summit.
Okay.
And then...
So he doesn't have to have that... What is it?
SOEP. That doesn't have to be approved for what we're doing tonight.
Okay.
No.
This is all internal
That's
right
separate.
Now.
Okay.
That would be external.
External students.
Yes.
Okay.
People
got
start
it.
Buying it through
I us. Got it. Okay.
Then we
that
make
makes
money.
Sense.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions? All right. We'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the BYU High School Suite and Independent Study Curriculum.
All right, we have a motion. Looking for a second.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All right, board meeting scheduled for 26-27. We've kind of mirrored what we did this year. Any questions, comments?
I'm assuming I was usually double check our spring break, but you probably did that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, because I forgot to do that.
It's the first week in April.
So no questions.
All right. Entertain a motion.
Go get it, Dan.
Make a motion to approve the proposed board meeting schedule for 2026-2027.
I'll second it.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimous. All right. I think we've talked about this. Any
further updates? This is just asking for a little bit more money to complete the lighting upgrades in the middle school.
Any questions on this? Any further questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the lighting upgrade at the middle school for $467,000.
We have a motion looking for a second.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimous. We talked about the tennis court. Any questions on postponing it?
The old tennis court still exists.
Still fine. Right? Yep. Still fine.
Still use them until
right.
we get to the other.
Right. Until we start the next phase. Yep.
We haven't had any complaints or problems.
No. And in fact, some of the tennis coaches are wondering why we're doing it. So since there's no real push to do it, we can wait.
It's mainly to relocate it so we have
right.
that space for
right.
other things.
So we've got time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. But that's 15, 20 a year, you know.
I'll be dead.
All right.
I'll be dead.
All right, we'll entertain a motion if there's no other questions.
I'll make a motion to approve postponing the tennis court project.
All right, we have a motion looking for a second.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All right, lap pool liner replacement. Any further questions on this one?
We're going to do this next year anyway, right?
We're, mm-hmm. yep, we're just moving it up a year.
So we're not doing the tennis courts, going to do the pool. That ought to make them happy. Prioritize that like that.
Right.
You gotta sell that.
Yeah, that's true. Way to go.
Hey, if there's no other questions, they entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve the lap pool liner emergency replacement for $300,000 and $50,000 to replace the underwater lights.
We have a motion looking for a second.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those lights will be LED, right? So we don't have to go back and change them
yep.
anymore.
Yep.
So that's a yay?
Yeah.
Right. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All right. Board items. Just a reminder, our South Summer High School graduation is May 21st at 6 p.m. And Silver Summit is May 28th at 6 p.m. I will be... Is it May 28th?
May 28th.
What were those dates again?
You should be there then.
May 28th for Silver Summit.
Oh, I thought it was June 4th. Okay.
Yeah, May 28th, right. So you can do it.
Then
Honor, I apologize. I won't be able to be at your graduation. I got work out of state that night.
Yeah. South Summit's the 21st.
21st.
A week from Friday.
May 21st at 6 p.m.?
Uh-huh. No, it's a week from Thursday.
It's a Thursday.
Yeah, week from Thursday.
May 21st and May 28th.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So, Stephanie, are they doing the same thing they did last year with the graduation as far as, like, the format, like having the chairs alongside the front?
I cannot answer that question.
Okay.
That would be a Kenna.
Yeah, I was just going, if you ever sit in those meetings, I was going to tell them it was kind of like when we came out last year, there was a lot of people already in those seats. So I was going to say they should just go ahead and put the board members' names, like, on the chairs or something. So then it's not a last-minute scramble. Okay.
And when's the senior dinner?
I don't know. We decided we're not going because I really don't want to say.
They honor us by inviting us, but most of the time the kids
don't. They just want us
don't.
To pay for it.
They don't really care if we attend. So if you'd like to attend, I'm sure.
I've been to them before. They're all right.
Yeah, they typically don't talk to you. They talk with their friends.
I think it's probably this week. Do you know when the senior dinner is, Stephanie?
I think we've stumped you twice.
I know. Come on, students.
Since I asked you the easy question.
I'm not involved with the high school this
No.
I might have an invitation in there, but I don't know
anyway,
if I kept it.
If you'd like to
it's
attend,
the 20th.
You can.
Oh, wait,
that'd
I do
be
have
Wednesday.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the high school,
Red Barn, right?
At the high
school.
At the Red Barn.
Red Barn.
At the Red Barn, the 20th. At 6 o'clock.
So.
Yeah.
We'll let them celebrate. Dan, do you have anything?
I want to go to the Silver Summer one.
I do too. You didn't invite us, Connor. We're talking about your senior at the steakhouse.
Yeah. Oh, we got
it's
changed.
It's actually at Hearth and Hill. Sorry, I got all
okay.
mixed up while I was.
That's a good place too, though. That is, it's good.
Like
all right, Dan, do you have anything for us?
I do not.
Wade.
I am good.
Ty?
Just an update tonight. From the foundation.
Yeah.
We asked them if we could go up for scholarships this year. If we could go up to Amy didn't the students haven't turned everything in at the time of the meeting, and so we weren't sure how much money we needed, so we asked the board to approve up to what we spent last year for scholarships, and they happily they're very supportive and approved that. And then we also asked for up to $13,500 for Teacher of the Year awards, and made a proposal that in addition to doing Teacher of the Year, we do non-classified awards as well, and they were very supportive of that as well.
Interclassified.
Classified.
Interesting enough, I just saw Wasatch County's, and they do a golf tournament to do their fundraising instead of a gala.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And
so,
they said that their Teacher of the Award, Teacher of the Year awards are generous.
Yeah,
they are.
And I guess they have a donor, so we'll be trying to do more.
They raised, I saw like $500,000 at that.
In a golf tournament.
It was a lot of money.
Wow. Back.
Look at their website. That's where I saw it.
Okay.
So anyway, I just pass along as just
that's
information.
Great. That's really good.
Looking
for ways to raise more money.
Yeah. And I do not have anything else for this evening. We'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All right, we have a motion. Thank you, everybody, for your time.
Connor, thanks and good luck, buddy.
Yes, thank you,
Connor. Thank you all for having